Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's behind the glass at 7:41.
I always know when Dylan is giving up on selecting music because we hear Sweet Home Alabama.
When he's had a busy morning.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really care what we play today. I'm just going to play whatever. That's when Sweet Home Alabama plays.
You would think that I would be like, yeah, dude, I'm just
telling
you. I'm just disconnected from this one. I don't know.
I haven't played
it in a while.
Well, you play it normally on Fridays when it's about to be Mike, going into Mic'd Up. And we did have a fill-in producer at one point when you were watching an Eagles game or something. And they through the talk back, we're like, Mike, I got your favorite song coming.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, how many times we got to cross this bridge? It's not my thing. It's not my thing.
How you doing, Garrett?
Big G.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Which One Wednesday is on deck, and we're going to get to the NCAA controversy. But I got to say, I saw a headline yesterday. I dismissed it, scrolled right on by, because I was like, this is fake. And then sure enough.
It was like The Onion.
Yeah. Sure enough, then Mike Johnson sent it to our group chat, and it's real. Would you like to share what the headline was?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. The escaped monkey story yesterday, if anybody didn't see this, there was a truck crash, and this truck was carrying basically monkeys that are being experimented with from Tulane University, and six of the monkeys were on board. I think three originally were on the loose, but then last I checked, there was still only one unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. But they were infected with COVID and herpes and hepatitis.
Yeah.
And they were like, just be on the lookout for this aggressive monkey. And I'm like, what kind of nightmare fuel is this? Just when you think you don't have to, monkey, you would be just like, oh, cool, it's a monkey. And then all of a sudden he sprints at you, and then you find out he's got a herpes.
I know. It starts out so nice. It's like monkeys are on the loose. They're about 40 pounds.
This cute monkey.
Oh, it's going to be so cute.
I hope it's okay.
Yeah. No.
I think they captured a couple of them. I think they had to neutralize a couple of them. And then, like I said, there's just one, I think, still out there that the researchers from Tulane are still looking for.
So if you're in the area, that area, and random monkey comes up to you, you should probably use extreme caution.
What would you do? What would
I would shoot it.
Well, I was going to say,
I don't know what
straight
else to
the
do.
Point with it. I was going to say, what would be your method of trying to capture said
I'm
monkey,
not trying to capture. That monkey is.
I don't like have a cage or anything.
Only something bad is going to come from me trying to capture a monkey like that has all these diseases because, I'm not a monkey handler. I mean, I don't know. What am I going to do here?
I'm picturing you walking sprinkles. And, this monkey is just looking at you from across the street, and you're going, oh, dude.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been walking sprinkles or anything, and, another dog comes up, and you got to pick her up and run away?
Oh, I'm sure.
Run away? No. I've picked her up before, but, normally she doesn't like dogs at all.
Yeah,
she's a human animal. Like, she only likes humans. So another dog comes up normally, and she kind of she makes herself well hidden.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I gotta say this one thing. If there was like, if we found out there was a that Bo got attacked by a monkey while he's walking, there is not. I would go to the area. I would knock on every door and try to find Ring cameras. There is not an amount of money that I'm not paying to get the footage of Bo running away from a monkey. Like, there's no cap.
I got attacked.
Like, they can
by,
name their price.
What a goose or whatever one time. You know, like I was at a dude, so random. I was in Illinois in a podunk town. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, dirt road town. And I was at the only hotel in the town was at a buddy's wedding. And I was like, and that was when I actually ran because I was not 42 with bad knees. And I was like, I'm going to go running. And I started running this thing. It was a retention pond right there at the hotel. And this thing came after me.
Dude.
And I was like, I ran away from it. I mean, I was like, and so when I came back.
Like, what are you supposed to do with a goose?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Well, if you can get it. Well, I don't know. I
don't go squiggy here, okay? I'm just saying, like, what are you supposed to do as far as
off,
defending yourself?
Well, you just get away. Honestly, the first thing is just get away from it.
Right.
Because most likely it's trying to defend something. It had, like, baby geese or whatever. But, I mean, you can get a hand around its neck. That's a skinny neck, man. It's, you know, I mean.
Oy. Ah.
Well, I got dark in a hurry.
Just tell I mean, hey.
I was thinking I'd, like, try to kick it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And now I'm looking at the size of Bo's hands, and I'm like,
Well, like I said, if you can get your hands. I didn't say I could. I told you I ran. I mean, that's what I did. I ran from it.
Goodness
gracious. Oh, man. Where did we get here? That monkey, man, God bless you. Good luck to you, man.
Hey, man, monkey, run.
Jasper County, Mississippi.
You're free.
No. Just don't try to find human, you know, friendship. Yeah.
So we try to see if the monkey can talk. Should we, like, try to say no and see if it knows the word no? God. That's
sign
how,
language?
That's
no.
How, that's
sign
how it all started language. With Caesar.
What about herpes-laced COVID monkey makes you want to talk to it? Like, honestly.
See if it can talk.
Like,
they might have been doing other experiments on it, Bo.
You get close enough to talk to that thing, you're coming away with a venereal disease. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh, yell at it.
Gosh.
Hey, can you talk? No. You know what I'm saying?
I can just see Dylan doing that, too. Hey, this seems like a nice monkey. I don't know what everybody's talking about. Hey. Love sign language.
Oh,
I
like,
love you.
Can you say no? Can you say herpes?
Oh, wham. My God. I'm like, let's go.
All right. From one controversy to another real quick. We got to talk about the NCAA rules. They're changing so that college athletes could bet on professional sports. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, though, has spoken up saying the SEC is not on board. They say this is a step in the wrong direction. So does Pat Narduzzi. He's talking about the changes as well.
I'm not a gambler. I just don't understand it. You know, I'm not addicted to anything. I just don't think it's a great thing to teach our young people how to do. You know, it's hard enough in the compliance office of trying to get your guys not to gamble. You can gamble on a boxing match. You can gamble, you know, on horse races because it's not an NCAA sport. But who's gambling on horse races, really? I mean, unless you go to the horse track. But now, it's a thing on your phone and you can pick it up and you can get on an app and it's like, what are we doing? Like, and once you do it once and you win, you want to go do it again, it becomes an addiction. I just think it's not good.
Now, this was going to be effective November 1st. The board, after hearing from so many voices, has decided to delay it until November 22nd. They're going to talk about it a little bit more.
And my biggest issue, my biggest issue has been since the start of this, is I think they were basically saying, we can't police it. And I think that that's probably fair. The NCAA can't police anything. First and foremost, they can't police anything. So, yeah, Narduzzi, I like to bet the ponies every now and then, but don't worry about that, okay? I go watch a simulcast if need be.
Well, first off, I don't think you have to be addicted to like to gamble. Like, I like to, you know, throw some wagers out here and there, a little golf, a little, you know, other things, you know, throw some money on things, you know, but, like, that doesn't mean I'm addicted to it. So Pat needs to maybe take a step back there. I mean, on that part, but everything else, you know, he's right about, and so is Greg Sankey. This is a colossal disaster, and it's only going to end bad, because all it's going to take is, you know, the one player that's, and really just in any sport, basketball I think is the easiest, the point shave. All it's going to take is, you know, one guy that's not getting paid the millions. He's like, you know what? I bet Haynes King wouldn't score a touchdown today. I might miss this block.
Trip a guy in pregame warmups.
Boom. I mean, like,
leg sweep.
You know, I'm like, miss this block, and just see what happens. And the reality is they can't police it. It's terrible. If you can't go through college without, and you're making good money without gambling, then, you know, I don't know. Maybe you do need to go to a gambling addiction place.
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, let's do this thing.
What are you going to do, Michael Pete, when my WAPA hands come
it's
after
gonna
you?
Be like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And as a reminder, this day and every day is Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It's time for, wow, which one Wednesday?
Which one Wednesday? All right, guys, which coach's seat is hotter, Raheem Morris or Zach Robinson?
Got to be Zach. For me, it's Zach. If I thought that the playbook was deep enough that I just was worried about play calling, I would be on board with just ripping the cord right now and let's do this thing. Raheem has, I think he's gotten the defensive coordinator, the second round of defense coordinator, right, with Jeff Ulbrich coming in here. I would like to see him have that option with getting the Zach Robinson replacement right. But at this point, I'm not sure anything helps midseason doing that.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the top-tier offensive coordinator just sitting around is right now. So I do think that you could probably bring in, you know, like last year, Dean Pease came out of retirement to help Baltimore's defense, and they turned it around with Dean Pease. You know, is there a guy like that out there that maybe Zach has a relationship with, or
Bobby Slowick?
Well, Slowick's on the team.
I know
he's, but so he can't come in and help us in the middle of the season.
I just meant the offseason, but yes, I understand.
But I mean, I'm a midseason guy.
Yeah.
Like, is there somebody out there that could help him in a midseason?
No.
But I would say it's Zach, because I think Zach could lose his job before Raheem, because, you know, if they do another week, Raheem could say, all right, you're out, and I'm gonna help game plan more with, you know, TJ and Ken Zampese and these guys, and then see where we go. So.
Yeah. I'm with you. One more week, like we saw this past couple weeks, I think we're going there. So we'll see.
Which needs to be better this weekend? Run game on offense or run game on defense?
All right, I'll start, because I think it's easy for us to say run game on offense, but I don't think it's the right answer necessarily. You lost last week because you had the ball for 49 plays, not counting the one kneel down, which would make it 50.
Yeah.
You had 30 plays, excuse me, 29 plays in the first three quarters, not counting the kneel down. You didn't have the ball because they control time possession for almost 16 minutes.
Yep.
They also kept you, because if you go 1-3 and out, you don't have a rhythm. Now you're off for another 10 minutes, basically. In other words, you need to be able to stop the run to give yourself more possessions, to give yourself more opportunities, to give yourself and your offense a chance to go 3-and-out and then turn around and get and sustain a drive. If that's the way it is,
I completely agree with everything you're saying. And I'll add on top of that, if you're going to talk about havoc rate and forcing interceptions for Drake May, if that's the way that we're going to win, you have to do it in third and long, and you're not going to be in third and long if you can't stop the run. So there you go.
Which would you rather play in? An 18-inning baseball game that lasts almost 7 hours or an NFL game that lasts over 80 minutes in double overtime, which happened in 1971?
You've played, so...
That sounds like a very long game.
Yes.
I would go ahead and tell you that an 18-inning baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, they play doubleheaders all the time in baseball, and
that's
there's
true.
A lot of times guys play, Matt Olson, play the both all 18. An 80-minute football game.
Dude.
Because you know what would
there
happen?
There is no amount of ice baths. There is no amount.
And don't forget, this is one of the reasons why they don't do it anymore. Why they've cut down the overtime rules so much. Because imagine playing a Sunday night, or it's just a Sunday, a 4 o'clock game, 80 minutes, and turn around and playing Thursday. Mm. And then saying, we care about player safety. Or going to Germany and playing an 80-minute game, then coming home. And say, we care about player safety. Oh, you do? Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah.
One last one. You've had a minute to ponder. Which Falcon do we need back on the field this weekend more, Drake London or Michael Penix?
I think that, like Bo was talking about, it's easy to say the run game. I think it's easy to say Michael Penix, but I think the answer might be Drake London. I think that when you look at the way this offense operates, that Drake London is that guy who can make contested catches. I think with our offense, the way it is right now, the way it's designed, we need people to make contested catches. And so if Michael Penix is back and Drake London is not there, I'm not sure that there's much level of success more than we had last week. I think he's obviously better than Kirk Cousins at this point, but you need Drake London back in the fold for this offense if you're going to operate with any sort of consistency.
Yeah, it's I don't know how I can answer it better. I kind of pretty much agree with everything. I do want Penix back. But
first time I've ever heard that.
But Drake London clearly was a very big missing link. He is the tight end of this offense. You know, he is the most valuable receiver this team has had.
All right, one last fun one. Which one is the bigger Halloween flex? Giving out full size candy bars or having the best decorated yard on the block?
Full size candy bars. You kidding me? Full size candy bar guy is goated. Like people are texting.
Go to this house.
Other. Hey, have you been to 7249 Forest Road? Go get the freaking full size Almond Joys.
Ew.
Almond Joys.
That's right, Mike. That's right, Mike.
That's right.
Stand on that. Stand
you already
on
know
that.
The deal.
It's a decoration guy because that's a lot of work. I mean, that's a lot of work. And you know, decoration guy is taking that crap down to put up Christmas decorations because, you know, and my neighbor has never done anything. And his daughter's like 5 or 6 now. He's from South Africa. And so I enjoy the conversations. We sound like we were literally from completely different parts of the world when we talked to each other, Paulden County in South Africa. But he keeps adding something every day. Now he's got the Jaws shark out there. He's got like a two-headed inflatable dragon, everything. It's pretty cool.
All right,
coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What are you concerned about with the matchup with the Falcons and Patriots this weekend? Also, what Falcons do you want back on the field that was out last week? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.